It's now time for a very too black edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I am your resident ninja, Corey. I'm joined by the two black. The two black ninja Gaiden dude. This is someone. Someone's already upset. I'm upset with myself, Basher.
Two black, two furious. That's my new gamer tag.
Someone's got to already have that, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Like that's they gotta. They gotta. We are here to talk about Ninja Gaiden 2 Black. I know people keep trying to call it Black 2, and that's just not. You're wrong. You are wrong.
He's not also black. He's just way too black.
And he's not even black. That's the.
Well, not according to Ubisoft.
That's true. Yeah, if Ubisoft would have made this, they definitely would have just made him black. That's what.
Oh, they might have. They might have.
They very well could have. But before that, did you know you can write an email or shoot us a text message and or voicemail 574-651-9256. If you want to let us know how you feel about Ninja Gaiden 2 Black, you can do that. If you think it's not black enough, you can let us know. If you need more Ninja Gaiden Black in there. So 574-651-9256. We spent like an hour talking about Superman. So that's has nothing to do with this, but that's what we've been doing. So before we talk about Ninja Gaiden 2 Black, here are the details. Take on the role of Ryu Hayabusa, a ninja who has inherited the legendary dragon sword and takes on battles across the world in this graphic remaster of the highly popular high-speed ninja action title that returns after 15 years. The world of Ninja Gaiden 2 remastered with rich visuals, high-speed, cross-violent action further evolved with the latest graphic expressions, additional characters, mode for beginners, and elements for subsequent spin-off titles are also included. The game includes a hero playstyle mode that automatically performs support in challenge situations, making it accessible for those who may not be confident in their action and skills. Note, only the Xbox Series X and PC versions are available in 4K 120. 4K 120 is not available on the Xbox Series S. That's such a random line to keep in. They're available on Xbox Series X and S and PC, as well as PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. This does have Xbox Play Anywhere, so your saves and stuff will transfer. As you saw, it's 120 frames on Series X and PlayStation 5. And we have a how long to beat of 9 hours, a main and extra of 11 hours, completionist of 11 hours. Regular price of $49.99. Ninja Gaiden 2 Black. Let's talk about it.
I was surprised to see how many people never played this game.
Have you seen the Reddit posts?
YouTube recommendations. No.
The Reddit posts are of people that are like Souls people that are getting just like rinsed by the game. It's refreshing to see, because it's like, oh, have you seen that meme where like the father's got the N64 and he's like, oh, you want to talk about a real game? You want to talk about a game? And then he boots up GoldenEye and it's like, oh, you want to talk about like this was you're playing your Halos and your first person shooters. This is what we played. And that's how I feel about this. It's like, oh, you got your Dark Souls where you got to turtle up with your little shield. Like, no, we played Ninja Gaiden. You don't shield a Ninja Gaiden. You chop his head off. But anyways,
right? No. That's 100% accurate, because when I started this game up, you get the option of I think it's normal, hard, or very hard, right?
Basically, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not playing on normal. I mean, I ain't no punk, all right. And then hard, I'm like, it's been a while since I played some Ninja Gaiden, so maybe I should start. I'm like, you know what? No way. I beat this game very hard before. I'm going to do it again. That very first fight, game over. Yep. Like instant game over. I'm like, oh, I forgot. I don't know what I'm doing here. So like that's definitely the case with Ninja Gaiden. Like that difficulty is still here and it's still raw and it's still real. That's one thing I realized playing all the way through this game on very hard. The difficulty is not a joke. It's not, you can cheese it obviously, but at the same time it's not trying to cheese you back, you know? Like, right. When I think of a Souls game, it's very much like, why am I dying to something that shouldn't be, even be getting hit by?
Why is this turtle killing me? Like,
right. But this is like, oh no, like every single ninja you meet is, they're real ninjas. Well, except the ones with rocket launchers. I mean, I guess they're ninjas too, but except rocket launchers.
Ninjas in a different way, I guess. So this was a surprise announcement from the Xbox Developer Direct, because they also announced Ninja Gaiden 4, and then at the end of that they announced this, and it was released same day. So that was kind of a cool thing. But so you said you played the original Ninja Gaiden 2. So this was coming back to this for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember loving the whole reboot series of this when it first came out. Even though 3 was 3 in, I think it was called Razor's Edge. Their expansion pack.
Yeah, I think that's right. Razor's something, yeah.
Yeah, even though they weren't really good, they were still that really just... When you wanted an action game to play that gets you sweating, like this was definitely the go-to.
Well, and when you described, you know, like going straight to very hard, like, and you just get rinsed, it reminds me of like Devil May Cry. You know, like Devil May Cry, typically it's one of those like, yeah, I'm gonna play some Devil. Like, I've played through Devil May Cry 3, 4, and 5, probably at least 5 or 6 times each. 4 probably more than all of them. And every time I go back to it, I'm like, yeah, I'm going on super hard, you know, like whatever. And then I get, you know, just destroyed in that first level. And it's like, oh, right. Okay. So like, I can't just pick this up and even though I know what to do, I don't remember how to do it. And if that makes sense. And also, I'm assuming, does this have like a New Game Plus in it or whatever?
I believe it does. I didn't do a New Game Plus. So, by the time I got done beating the Dragon's Claw, whatever their names are, I'm like, yeah, I'm done. This was a big sweaty session. I'm good.
And for me, I it's one of those like Resident Evil things. It's like you can go straight to really hard in Resident Evil, but it's really sort of intended after you've already beaten the game. So yeah, it's really hard. But then if you start it really hard, it's going to destroy you even more because you're not ready for it. But anyways, the reason I ask is because I actually had not played this game before. I had only played the original Ninja Gaiden Black, and I like that game a lot, but I was never a like, yo, this is the real game. Devil May Cry was always the game for me. The original Ninja Gaiden Black is difficult, and to me, it was also unfair at times. And I know some people will just be like, get good, you know, bro. And it's like, yeah, maybe. But
I mean, you're not wrong. They kept the infamous stairway in there. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but the stairway, it is insanity.
Yeah.
Pure insanity. It's this long stairway, and they just throw so many ninjas on screen at you that the frame rate drops to like 10. Like, it is nuts. And it's shurikens coming at you, rocket launchers, and it's just you and just, it's like a scene from Old Boy, or for younger people in the crowd, that scene from Daredevil. It's just you in a hallway full of ninjas, and it's like brutal. It is brutal. And by the time you make it out of it, your character model is just covered in blood. And it's like, oof, that's some exercise there. Like, it still has all of that visceral action that I'm sorry that I just don't see anymore. And when I do see it now, it seems almost, I don't know, cartoonish. Like, it is like less visceral. Like, when you do like a flying swallow in this game, you cut an enemy's head off, like, it feels like you cut someone's head off. It sounds like it,
right?
Like, it's just everything in Ninja Gaiden hits different compared to even a game like Devil May Cry, where it's super over the top action. Like, it, like, the violence in this game is just, it's rough.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think the only thing that would even come close would be like a Doom. You know, the reboot, like, those games are like comically violent, but it's probably simply because those aren't humans, you know, whereas this is mainly, you know, there's demons and stuff in it, but the ninjas are mainly humans. So there's like a visceral sort of like, oh, God, you know, like, oh, geez. But like, what I'll say is that it was refreshing to boot up a game in 2025 and being like, okay, so this is not a Souls-like. This is not a turtle up game. Like, no, I need to be aggressive. I need to be offensive. I need to be everything that gaming has not been in the past 10 years.
right.
And that was super refreshing in so many ways. And yeah, it kind of hooked me right from the start. Like, I was just like, this is great. Like, this is, we don't get games like this anymore. It's cool that not only are we getting this, but also this year we are getting Ninja Gaiden 4, which now I'm like it's quickly skyrocketed up to like top three. Like, okay, I've got to see what this game's going to be, especially since they're doing it with Platinum. And like, say what you want about Platinum, you know, they've got their issues, but this seems like a pairing that just is made, you know, it's, I can't think of a better synergy. Now, again, that's assuming that they do it right. But it definitely seems like what they're going with Ninja Gaiden 4 is that your one-on-one combat is more sort of your Neo, and then which is your Team Ninja, and then your sort of up close is your one-on-one stuff, to where it's more Ninja Gaiden, or maybe I got that backwards, one or the other. But yeah, that's kind of the feeling that I got from it. So as somebody who had played it before, you know, what were your feelings when you first booted it up?
It felt like a much needed remaster, honestly. I forgot how much I thoroughly enjoyed this game. When I picked it up, it was very hard to put down. I think part of that is not just the gameplay, but how it's paced, you know? Like, it's not one of those games. It reminds me almost like a Black Wukong, where they don't stop the gameplay at all for you at any point in time. It's just always go, go, go. And until the boss fight, and that's the end of the chapter. And the next chapter starts with you just swinging your sword again.
Right.
And it doesn't really waste your time. And like, no, you compare it to modern games, like, this game really just doesn't waste your time at all. Like, you don't spend time in inventory at all. You end up getting, I think, like five or six weapons total, and you can hot switch between them at any time. You don't need to stop your gameplay. You don't need to equip this, do this or that. Like, no, like, everything's done with the directional press of the button, and you just go. Like, they understood. It reminded me how much they understood making an NES game to 3D, because even those NES games, you just kind of constantly pressing A, constantly pressing A, sometimes B to jump, and then you just keep on doing that over and over again. Like, you're never stopping hitting things. You're always hitting something. You're always killing something. They transferred that almost perfectly to 3D with this series.
And it was one of the few franchises I feel like that went to 3D right. You know, like, Mario did it well, but like,
Sonic did it better. Yeah, I get it.
From an action game standpoint, though, like, as a pure action game, like, I can't think of any other franchise that really did it this well.
I mean, you mentioned it, like, Doom's probably the next closest.
That's fair, yeah. But that also, that, like, took them a long time to get there. That took them to the, sure, yeah, it took them to 2016. So, but no, yeah, and it, like you said, and one thing about time is, you know, you and I have had conversations about this off the air. But as somebody who has also made the recent decision, you know, you can at me or yell at me all you want, to play Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League. I'm not kidding when I say, like, that game doesn't start for like 2 hours. Like,
that's great. I believe it.
Like literally, I'm not making that up. Like, there's a tutorial that you start with. You have to play with each character, which is like 20 to 30 minutes long. And then when you get into the game, like, you don't even get like your first, like, quote, mission, and like, get like your costume off of your Arkham, you know, jumpsuits for like 2 hours. You also couldn't play with anybody for like the first hour. Like, that's what modern games are in a lot of ways. And I don't,
yeah, it's just absolutely,
and it's refreshing not only to see this, but like, it, and we've talked about this too, it's like, we're reaching that point where gamers are starting to not, like, it's too much. It's just too much. Like, we don't need everything to be 70 hours long, big open world, et cetera, et cetera. Like, Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League is fine. Like, it's a totally fine game. Is it a 10 out of 10? No. But is it the 3 and 4 out of 10s? No. Like, it's a victim of its time. It's disjointed at times. It's weird. You know, there's a weird loot system. But, like, it's, when you look at this game, when you look at Ninja Gaiden 2 Black, and, like, it's this game is still old. Like, this is an Xbox 360 game at its core. Like, yes, it's remastered, but like they keep even like the kind of janky camera controls in there. Like, the movement of this game,
super janky.
Yeah, the movement of this game, not the best. I'll fully admit, like,
nope.
Like, the way that Ryu moves and like he does like this weird like run and strut, and it's just like, can't you just like walk like a normal person, you know, like, and he doesn't do that. No. But I'm still,
you're right, it's very 360.
Yeah, I had immensely, like, within the first hour of this game, I've had more fun than I've had in the entirety of Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. And part of it was because it doesn't treat me like an idiot. Like, it is difficult.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just, yeah, it's refreshing to see that, like, we both kind of had the same of just like, okay, like, this is calling out to me. This is a gameplay first kind of thing.
It's gameplay only, actually.
Yeah, that's fair. You know?
Because like, I remember trying to follow the plot here, and it's just, there's no plot here.
It's nonsense.
Guys. It's complete and utter nonsense. Like, to the point where, like, the boss fights, I'm like, why is this a giant spider thing? And I completely forgot there were, like, monsters, like, right, legitimate monsters in this. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, this game is wacky. You know, it reminded me of, again, same era of like Uncharted, where like it's a perfectly great action adventure game until they just throw in zombies or something. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Right. It's like we needed diversity, so we put in monsters. Like, it's like,
right.
I don't know if that's true. Yeah. So
before
we get in, so you said something that the bosses are something I definitely want to talk about, but the moment to moment gameplay is, How did you, so I didn't finish it yet. I'm pretty close though. How do you feel about the moment to moment gameplay in the modern era? Cause it's pretty one note at times, and that's, I won't call it a flaw, but I'm wondering how you feel about it.
Repeat that. You broke up.
The moment to moment gameplay of it. Like, I'm finding that the main variety of this game is the weapons. Like, you can totally ham-fist it and use the same weapon for pretty much the whole game. And if you do that, it gets a little redundant. So, like, how do you feel about the gameplay being, I won't say one note, but it's, they have not changed the gameplay at all. So.
No, you're right. It is one note, you know? And that could definitely be, I could definitely see someone take a point off of that. For me personally, if you're hitting just the one note, it better be a damn good note. And for me, that's what I get out of this game. I never remember there being a whole bunch of different variety in enemies, or even like the location changes, but it doesn't really matter because it's like Resident Evil style camera work, and it's just all hallways. And until you get to like one open area that's the size of a small garden, you know, and then you just back to another hallway or ramp or whatever. So
also, it's not bridges. Why are there so many bridges in this game?
because you had to see the skyline, like 360 power, 360. You had to see the skyline back there, graphics. But yeah, see, honestly, like, it never really bothered me because there was always something to cut, you know? Sure. Like if there's ever an issue, I would have an issue if there was a point where it's like you have to stop and, I don't know, shimmy through a crack as the next scene loads, or there's a moment we have to climb the yellow wall, you know, like, then I'll be like, I don't like this. This is slow. This, you're not respecting my time. I'm only here for one thing. This, they really just took all that out and said, you're good at cutting people up. So just keep
cutting
that for about 6 hours. Right. And honestly, dumb caveman brain, it worked.
Yeah, and it's, to me, what's like I know people love to harp on Devil May Cry 4, but that is truly one of my all-time favorite games. And the reason is because, like, Capcom, I think they figured this problem out. And part of that is the character switch, but also the buster on Nero of, like, how do we change up the, you know, like, yes, you're doing the same thing to all the bosses and all the enemies, but the Buster does something different. You know, it's almost like a glory kill style thing of just like, this is going to do something different. But the fact that you can do it on bosses and it does its own thing. And then the second half of the game, you're Dante, who has five different styles, et cetera. Like, this is the same era for that. So, like, I'd be with you and, like, I'd take a point off for it. But yeah, I'm being a little bit facetious of just like, yeah, like, this game does one thing. You cut up things fun, you know, and that's that's great. And it's, yeah, it's, yeah, you like, you have to make your own fun a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you're being facetious with it either. I think that's a valid criticism. It is a one no game. So if you don't like, so if you don't like this game after 10 minutes, right, you're not going to like this game like that. But again, it respects your time that way too. Cause it says, this is what we do. So if you don't like it, you can leave. If not, you can stick around for a few. And a thing you said that I think applies to this game as well. Like it does become a game that you're playing by yourself. Like the combo system isn't there for like it is for a Devil May Cry, although there are achievements for like 100 hit combos or whatnot. But really, the game, the name of the game here is just to stay alive.
Right, survive. Yeah.
And that in itself is, they made a gameplay loop just out of that somehow. And I still find that exciting and fun to do.
Yeah, the gameplay loop for me, like I was first getting, I wasn't dying, but I was definitely felt like I was taking more hits than I was supposed to. And it's kind of a weird song and dance of, so like, I don't want to say there's not a counter, because there is a counter, but it's not, you have to pick your moment, you know, like it's almost the exact opposite of the, you know, the, like the Dark Souls of like, you have to pick your moment in that too, but you're only coming against one enemy. And then this is like, no, like there might be six enemies and you've got to pick your moment just right. So that way you can kind of get out and get out from this situation. But also you might have to go immediately back to blocking kind of thing. But then where the magic happens for this game for me is like when you start going on that tear to where like you just, anytime an enemy loses a limb, you can basically finish them off with a, you know, the, I don't want you to call it like a finisher move, whatever. But then if you don't do that, they do that thing that just drove me nuts for a while, was they just, man, they sacrifice themselves. They like pull out a bomb or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that, that happened to me so many times. And I was like, what am I doing wrong? Like, this is stupid. Like, why would they do that? But then when I figured out, it's like, oh, I'm supposed to cut this dude's arm off, you know, like, oh, so if he loses a limb, that's a symbol to finish him off kind of thing. So like once I figured that out, I had a lot more fun with it. But it doesn't exactly tell you that. So
yeah, it's a lot of things it doesn't tell you or tells you late. I figured out, because the first fight where I just died in that very first level, I had to get the muscle memory back, and that's when I realized, oh yeah, like that swan dive move, like that's your go-to, that's your bread and butter. Until you get different weapons, that's all you need to do. That and the that XYXXY move that popped up in the air, the little trolley bomb thing. But I forgot that was a thing the first time I picked it up. So as I'm doing that and getting my muscle memory back, honestly, like 30, 40 minutes in, that's where a tutorial pops up and goes, hey, don't forget to press X and Y to do a swan dive. I'm like,
right.
Oh, right. I feel bad for anyone who's just picked that up, because if you didn't know you could do that move, like you are struggling.
Yeah. And that's
your bread and butter.
Yeah. It's such a critical move. And especially like you said, before you get the next weapon, I don't know the names of any weapons, but the second one being the twirly spear thing that I call it. That's my bread and butter. Like that is my main move. Like the dragon sword is good, but I just like something that is, if I can spin it really fast, I'm happy. Like that's basically how I feel about it. Like if I can spin it really fast and it does damage, it's great. Control. So what'd you say?
Yeah. It's great for crowd control. It's great for crowd control.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Especially if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's like switch to that. You should be pretty good for a while. I definitely, every time I played any of these games, I always just stuck to the dragon sword. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, and not because it's the best weapon in the game either. It's really just because that's his weapon on the box art. I'm just like, I just want to cosplay this guy.
It's what he knows. Like it's like if a Jedi used a sword, it's like, this is kind of the same, but not really. It's not a lightsaber. Right,
exactly.
Sorry, I'm watching some gameplay right now, and it's so I almost got to the end of it, and I'm just curious how I look compared to somebody who's really good at the game, and that's kind of what I'm watching right now. You know what? I'm not too bad. What I will say is like there's one area I do have a big problem with this game, and I'm curious how you feel about it. Bosses.
They're not good.
Yeah, they're not. They're really like
they're not.
I'm good. Not crazy, right? Like
they're not good.
They are.
No.
They are incredibly not fun, and also like I just feel like there is no strategy at all. Like, am I missing something? Because it's like, I don't really know what I can and can't block, and the stuff that I supposedly can't block, I don't know how to get out of the way half the time, like in time. And it's just like, am I missing like a dodge button? Am I missing like a counter button or something? Cause like a lot of times I feel like I'm just like kind of running around in a circle. And then when I have my moment, I am just wailing on this boss, like as fast as possible, and just hoping my health doesn't drain as fast as his does.
Yeah. Most bosses in this game just aren't, well, none of the bosses in the game are good bosses, you know, except for any humanoid boss that you might come across in the series. The bosses aren't good. It's like the monster bosses just suck. And that's where I had to relearn the dodge mechanic that doesn't teach you very well or at all, you know? So it's like, it's that whole block and then press the directional way. And then you kind of do a little step back. Like that's your Dark Souls role, if you will. Like, once you get that down to a point where you can time it perfectly, that will save you a whole lot of trouble. But to your point, strategy, like that's essentially strategy for all of them, you know, like that and save your Nimpo, you know, like it's not past that. It's not even, yeah, like it's definitely the weakest spot in all of the trilogy. I think it's just those ending boss battles. Like it goes back to that era that era of gaming where they feel like they need to throw in the zombies. They feel like they need to throw in the big monster, the big whatever. And it's like, you don't. It's also one of the things that I think the Souls games got right. You know, they transitioned to almost exclusively big giant bosses, but there's still a lot of very memorable boss fights in those series where it's just a guy, you know, like the end fight of Sekiro type of thing.
Right.
It's like these boss fights are like way more tense than some huge big thing that you just block and dodge roll sometimes. It's like, no, like I wish, and if I have a wish and or hope for Ninja Gaiden 4, it would be that, like, improve boss fights in a sense that you're fighting mostly other humanoids that really test your fight. Because, I mean, to even compare it to a Devil May Cry, like that end fight with Dante and Virgil, classic. Like, you can't beat that. Like, that's what people come here for.
Right, and that's the, you know, the Devil May Cry 5 of just like, oh great, it's Virgil again. It's like, what did you expect? Like, I don't
right.
Like, also, when they didn't do that and they rebooted it, we all hated it. And I mean, we should, because it was dumb. But it's like, again, it's just like,
okay.
It's
all right. Hot take.
Oh man, here
D,
we go.
D lowercase m capital C. I was a fan.
I thought it played well. I will never say it did not play well. It was not.
I think it feels good.
It was not. The mechanics were not deep enough for me. It definitely felt like a slightly watered down version, but it was fun.
It did. Yeah.
It was fun. I will never take it away from that. However, the design of that game, hate it.
Okay. Yep.
Hate it.
I'm out. Yeah. Like, yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. That's where the entire game loses me. The design, the plot, the story, everything, and the characters, everything else.
One thing I loved, the sound design. Like, the sound design of that game was amazing. I think it's better than all of them. Like, DMC 4 has a pretty good soundtrack, but DMC 5 also sounds a lot better than DMC 4. But like, DMC, the sound design is just leagues beyond. I mean, that it's Ninja Theory. Ninja Theory prides himself on sound design, so that makes sense. But that's also the thing. Like, I just feel like Capcom games in general, like Resident Evil, never has great sound. DMC never has great sound. And so we'll see, kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know how we got in this tangent about Devil May Cry, but
one more side note about Devil May Cry. I don't know if you have yet, but go YouTube that intro for the anime coming out on Netflix.
Does that finally have a date?
Yeah, I don't know. I believe so, but the anime intro is they use a song that you just would never guess.
Interesting. Season 1 teaser. Where's the date? Like, they've been talking about this forever. I'm that person that
I don't know.
I have that freaking special edition. They did a Devil May Cry anime on with that came with the DMC4 like special edition or whatever. It's not good. It's not good at all.
I believe it.
April 2025. So this is finally coming out. This was supposed to be out last year, if I remember correctly. So, but
it's not gonna be great, but whatever.
No, I'll be dumb. And I probably won't watch it because I probably won't have Netflix then, but we'll see. Anyways, Ninja Gaiden 2, Black. Wrap it up here, I guess. One thing I will say is it looks really nice. However, on PC, it's not as optimized as it should be. What did you play on? I'm just curious.
I played it on PC.
Yeah.
There was definitely some slowdown there for no reason.
And if you turn on ray tracing, like it just kind of, it broke for me. Like it just straight up broke of just like, I can't play this right now. Like
really?
It would be fine. Like I'd be sitting on, you know, like 80 to 90 frames, but then all of a sudden it would just drop to like 40. And it's just like that huge dip of just, even with VRR or, you know, Reflex, it's just like, this is not great. And so when you turn off ray tracing, those giant fluctuations don't happen. But even then it's like, I'm only maxing out at like 80 frames here. Like, and I do have DLSS on, so it's not like I'm trying to do, you know, like go native or anything. I just feel it looks nice, but it just feels like there's some bloat there for the engine. Considering how well the console versions run, they're a little bit soft on the resolution front if you use the 120 frames mode, but it's like it still runs very solid. So it's just kind of strange. I'm sure a lot of it will probably be fixed in patches and stuff, but it's not a bad PC port, but it's definitely not great either.
I'll agree with that. Yeah, I wasn't blown away by it at all.
Yeah, and it's using UE5, and I'm just wondering, like, are we... UE5 seems kind of like a hog, right? Like, isn't it like Black Myth? It's like even on like a 5090, it's like maxed out everything. It only pulls like 38 frames or something.
I watched a video about UE5 and this what seemed to be well knowledgeable nerd said he hates it.
Right.
for many reasons. So and he sounded like he was talking about.
And that's, I just find that interesting though, too, because it's UE5 was supposed to be like, the big thing was like Lumen and Nanite, which were supposed to be the two things that sort of, the two biggest things that were the problem of just like, you know, textures and pop in and ray tracing and lighting. Is just like ray tracing is too expensive. So we're going to use Nanite instead or Lumen instead. And there you go. But then it's just like, yeah, but it also kind of kills the frame rate just like ray tracing does. So it's like, when was that supposed to happen? And so that's kind of how I feel here. Like this is running on UE5, but it also does have built-in ray tracing. And it seems like that's what kind of breaks everything, which is kind of strange. So I don't know which parts on Lumen and which parts aren't. So I wonder, does it use Lumen if you don't have ray tracing on? I kind of want to know now, but I digress. When it comes to Ninja Gaiden Black 2, to Game Pass or pass it on, pass on it or pass it on to a friend. One day we'll get this right. Pass it on to a friend. I think it's safe to say we're probably on the same page. You should play this.
Absolutely. It's one of the... It's up there with the Devil May Cries, the God of Wars. Like, it's a must play if you're into action games.
Yeah, Again, it was refreshing to play this, and it might be getting a little bit of a bump because we just don't get games like this anymore. But this is one I'm kind of surprised that missed me, because I had played that original one, but when Ninja Gaiden 2 came out on 360, I just kind of didn't care, and I don't know why. You know, it would have been right up my alley, but maybe that first game just rinsed me so hard. I was just like, you know what, I don't need that in my life.
The hype for 2 was real big. The hype for 3 was the one everyone was like, yeah, this game sucks now.
Right. And from what I understand, it's basically because it's like they took out everything that people liked about it, right? Like it was more like a graphical showpiece than it was like about speed and like performing combos or whatever.
Wasn't it a new team as well? Am I making that up?
I don't think you are. I'm kind of curious now. I typed in Ninja Air 3 for some reason. This is great dead air right now. Ninja Gaiden doesn't say. The Razor's Edge version was exclusively only for the Wii U at launch. So that was a choice.
That yeah, that's what you want to play Ninja Gaiden on a Wii U.
I forgot that this came out on the Wii U. Let me rephrase that. I had no idea this came out on the Wii U. B, this is speaking as a Wii U owner. B, who signed that deal? Like, who was just like, yeah, we're going to do this exclusively on the Wii U for launch. Again, this is the Razor's Edge version. So it wasn't the original version, but still, who thought that was a good idea. Anyways. So yeah, it doesn't say if there was a new team or not, but I'm going to do a little research on that. Cause now playing this, I kind of want to see 3 just because it seems like it's such a, I won't say a travesty, but like it was such a just like disappointment. I'm very curious about what went wrong with it.
You're not wrong. Yeah. I'm not curious too. Like I would like to, if I find a version of this super cheap somewhere, I'm definitely gonna run through it just to see what it was. I remember it was something about like his arm was like infected by a demon thing or something, and like it had, so like you have this rage power. I think it was a little more arcadey, a little more bombastic than it should have been. Like, I don't know. Like, it was definitely something we did. Everyone's kind of like, yeah, this ain't.
Yeah, I do remember that, like, it was on that train of, like, we want to make this more accessible. So I do remember people had a huge thing about difficulty of just, like, this game is, it's just too easy. Like, this isn't the same. Like, it's the antithesis of that DMC, to where DMC was easier, but it didn't dumb it down so much to the point that you could walk through it. But this seems like the antithesis of like, no, like you change the gameplay up to the point to where it's too easy. Like, even if I play this on hard, I don't feel like I'm playing Ninja Gaiden. You know, it's you've changed too much. And that's also a strange decision, you know, like that's such a late Xbox 360 decision. Like, what if we just made Kinect for everything? Like, people will love us. But yeah.
You know, it's a suit decision. Like, we can get more people if we dumb it down a little bit. You know, like, we got so many people last time. It was like, this is where you guys screw up. So before we get out of here, one question. What would you like to see in Ninja Gaiden 4?
I think I'm with you on
besides better bosses.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on, like, I want a little bit more finesse. Like, the number one thing that drove me crazy about this game was not just the bosses, but like, Ryu doesn't feel great. Like, it just doesn't feel great to run around, especially like if you're mid sort of like stride sometimes, and like you want to make a sudden turn, camera's not quite there. It just doesn't, most of the time I feel in control, but when I don't feel in control, it takes me a second to like, my brain has to be reconfigured. It almost feels like, I'm like, okay, wait, I got to like ground myself here. And I don't, the mechanics of the game don't really allow that. So then you end up taking hits, and then like you get off balance, and it's just like, yeah, it can get annoying. I need a little bit more finesse. That's honestly it. Like you said, but story wise, like, I'm sure there's somebody out there that cares about the story. I don't.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. So
like, don't focus on story at all, please.
Yeah. So
please, no story.
It's super interesting that they're having, you know, they're kind of splitting this up between Team Ninja and Platinum. So if they do it right, you know, like it could be, you know, we've talked about this before. Like, I feel like we're on this renaissance of like, it's about to happen, to where we're going to get a lot less of that open world stuff. We're going to get more stuff that's to the point, that's not 40 hours long, that's a solid 15 to 20 hours, like action, action, action. I'm liking what I'm seeing. So that's what I want. Give me 15 to 20 hours. Give me 12 even of super solid gameplay.
Honestly. Yeah.
So, and I will, you will win me over. So what about you as a Ninja Gaiden, I won't say fan, but as somebody who's far more interested in was interested in the franchise, and you know, what do you want to see?
I would like to see some depth in the combo system, you know, cause at the end of the day, with Ninja Gaiden 2, especially, you just do the one combo to finish off an enemy. I would like some different combos in that sense. Less weaponry, more combos for each weapon. You know, I'm thinking like how Devil May Cry had the style system. Like, give me just focus on like three really good styles with three different weapons, as opposed to like six weapons and you're still hitting the same combo type of thing. I think it goes without saying the camera needs some work. If there's anything I'm worried about, it's, and this is coming from the trailer, it's the, although it looks like they are answering the question about having a bad boss fight, but it also seems like they're doing the Souls like boss fight. I see a lot of parrying there, a lot right. of perfect time parrying, as opposed to like the system we have in Ninja Gaiden 2. Like this seems way more like what was that Metal Gear Solid Revengeance and other modern games. I'm like, I don't need you to do that. Like it kind of takes the work out, in my opinion. Like it makes it a little more cartoony, a little more easier to just guess the, as opposed to pick, like you said earlier in the show, you have to pick your moments to counterattack. Now it's just kind of just hit block when they swing.
Right. And it's,
you did it.
I'm super curious because again, that trailer looks like it's almost like two different games, you know, like you're sort of run to run and tons of enemies on screen that's going to play differently than the boss fights. And that's a bold choice. If that's how it plays out, that just seems how it's going to be. But it also makes sense because like we said, like the bosses kind of suck. And I don't know if there's a good way to not make it suck without drastically changing a lot of how it is.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But I'm most curious about that at all. First of all, but then that fourth game is being published by Xbox, so it will be on Game Pass day one. So,
yeah,
buddy. That's a good get. That's a good get for them. Whoever has an eye on that, it's coming to PlayStation as well. But it's got that Game Pass bag on it. So, but that's a good get for Xbox. Whoever made that decision, that was a good one. So, well, hopefully, maybe it ends up being complete trash. But that's when you just look at it, you're just like, you know what, this is going to be good. I will be super surprised if that game ends up being bad. So it could happen, though. But all right. So when it comes to Ninja Gaiden 2 Black, play it, pass it on, have a good time, have some bloody. I was gonna say some Bloody Marys. I don't know why I said that, but have some Bloody Marys, I guess, while you're playing. I don't know.
Are you hungover already?
No, I don't even like Bloody Marys, so I'm not really a tomato juice person. But I'm that person that gets
my girlfriend loves this drink. It's like an Asian beer mixed with tomato juice.
Oh,
like it's fucking gross. It's fucking gross.
That just sounds disgusting. Gross. Yeah, that just sounds. Sounds absolutely disgusting. So I don't. Yeah, I don't. Any type of like vegetable juice. I'm just like, no. I'm good. I'm all right. So, all right. So when it comes to the docket, we got some stuff. We're gonna be talking about that Metal Slug game. Just started that, and you were kind of already at the end of that. We still do have some guest characters coming on, and so we're gonna be talking about Stalker 2 as well as Crash Team Racing. It's just being able to sort of get those schedules lined up, and we're going to talk about the original Diablo as well. But we did just get a new drop, and Avowed is coming out relatively soon. It comes out in the middle of the month here of February, and they just announced, what else did they announce here? In case you know, want to play it, Starfield's now available on the regular tier, I guess.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, if
it wasn't available, of course it would. Yeah. Stupid question. Of course they did some stupid
thing. It was only available on Ultimate because they did that whole thing. Also, Uidin Chronicles 100 Heroes is also now going to be on the regular tier. But if you're like us and you're on the ultimate tier, the only thing that you're going to be getting is Avowed, Madden 25, and Kingdom 2 Crowns, which is, I know what that game is, but I don't know what that game is. And I can tell you right now, I won't be playing it. So, and then Far Cry New Dawn just hit today, actually.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, yeah. I'm looking forward to Avowed, though. Avowed, I'm a big Obsidian fan. They've been knocking it out of the park. So, and then you've been playing Eternal Strands. That might be one where we have to do like a dual episode on, because I don't know that I'm going to end up playing that one. But yeah, so.
We'll talk about it off air, but I think you should.
Interesting. Okay. We'll see. There's not a lot else coming out, really. So Doom isn't here until May, and so that's about all I care about. So, but all right. When it comes to Game Pass or Pass, we will see you next time with, I don't know, a game.
All right. Good day, sirs. Later.